ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनोभिः यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ ओ गॉड्स मे वी ऑलवेज हियर विथ अवर इयर्स व्हाट इज ऑस्पिशियस। ओ वर्शिपफुल वंस मे वी विथ अवर आईज ऑलवेज सी व्हाट इज ऑस्पिशियस। मे वी लिव अवर अलॉटेड लाइफ हेल एंड हार्टी offering our praises unto thee. May Indra of ancient fame bestow auspiciousness on all of us. May the all-nourishing portion be propitious to all of us. May Garuda, the destroyer of all evil, be well disposed towards all of us. May Brihaspati ensure our welfare. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. In our last class, we completed the 15th mantra and almost completed the last mantra, 16th mantra of this first chapter, answer to the first question of Krishna Upanishad. Now, just to recollect, in the 15th mantra, what is the fruit that these people who practice brahmacharyam, who observe prajapati vratam, who are endowed with austerity, and in whom truthfulness is well established, what result would these people get? Tat iha vai tat prajapati vratam charanti te mithunam utpadayante तेषाम् एव एष ब्रह्मलोकः एषाम् तपः ब्रह्मचर्यम् एषु सत्यम् प्रतिष्ठितम्। दोस् देर् फोर् हु प्राक्टिस् दिस् रूल् आफ् प्रजापति बिगेट् चिल्ड्रन् बोत् बाय्स् अण्ड् गर्ल्स् सो दट् बोत् हस्बेण्ड् अण्ड् वैफ् विल् बि सेटिस्फैड्, पेरेण्ट्स् विल् बि सेटिस्फैड्, ग्राण्ड् पेरेण्ट्स् विल् बि सेटिस्फैड्, इन्लास् विल् बि सेटिस्फैड्। But Brahmaloka belongs to those who observe only austerity, chastity, and in whom truth is firmly established. So, these are the four conditions. Those, if they are Grihasthas, they should be able to observe Prajapati Vrata, means self-control, continence in leading a householder's life. But along with that, there must be a tremendous spiritual desire for progress in spiritual life. They must practice self-discipline, deep thinking, with faith in the scriptures called austerities, tapasya. And they must observe chastity. For Grihastha, chastity is self-control, as Ramakrishna explained. After the birth of one or two children, husband and wife must try to live like brother and sister. But there is one invariable condition in whom truth is firmly established. For example, Ramakrishna's father, he had all these qualities, but his very special quality was how to observe truthfulness. He never deviated, even though he knew fully well. If I observe truthfulness, follow it to the limit. Then I will lose all the ancestral property. He well knew it, and yet he did not want to deviate from it. Let what come, God will definitely look after me. Truthfulness will protect me. Dharma will protect me. There is a beautiful saying, Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. Those who follow a dharmic way of life, and of that dharmic way of life, truthfulness, not only in speech, but in thought and in deed, that dharma itself will protect them. They can never go to lower states. But among these people, there are two types of people are there. And that is being outlined in the 16th mantra, which we will enter into it. So for this type of people, especially whether they are householders or single people, it doesn't matter. What type of people are we talking about? These people whose desire for liberation is not that strong, but who well deserve to attain to Brahmaloka and fulfill their desires. This is not God realization, but one step below God realization. This is called Brahmaloka, and it is also very significantly called Satyaloka. That's why Satye Pratishthitaha. Even such people should fulfill certain qualifications. If these qualifications are absent, they are not going to Brahmaloka. Now, primarily, there are three such qualifications mentioned in the 16th mantra of this Prashna Upanishad. And it has a deeper meaning which we will delve into today's class. 16th mantra goes like this. Tesham asau virajo brahmalokaha na eshu jihvam anrutam na mayacha iti. Tesham asau virajaha brahmalokaha. Tesham, for such people, there is this brahmaloka as if it is attained. And this brahmaloka, what type of brahmaloka? Virajaha. Raja means impurity. Raja means dukkha. Raja means unhappiness. Raja means a mixture of impurity. They are far purer people, but there is a little bit of impurity. I will explain what that impurity really means. This is the lower type of people. There are higher type of people, as I discussed in my past classes. They have a few unfulfilled desires. So such people, they are almost knocking at the door of Brahman, not Brahmaloka. But because of strong past samskaras, some desires are very much unfulfilled. But when they go to Brahmaloka, these desires are very soon fulfilled. And even in Brahmaloka, they will be thereafter completely devote their lives, their time, their attention, their concentration only how to progress in spiritual life. And when the time for the Brahma, the creator, to dissolve into his cause, which is Nirguna Brahma, then these people who are called the Krama Mukti people, they will also dissolve. So from our earthly world, they enter into higher and still higher and still higher worlds. I will talk about it very soon. But the second type of people, highest type of people, only because of certain past karmas, past samskaras, just a few, very strong, unfulfilled desires. And once they attain to Brahmaloka, that is the prakashta, the peak of human happiness obtainable in the world of dualism or maya. And there, they are completely satisfied. They wipe off those desires and then they attain to the highest along with Brahma. So, as I mentioned earlier, this is called Krama Mukti. There are other two types of Mukti. One is called Videha Mukti. Some people, for some reason, they cannot attain. But at the fall of the body, the lost attachment to the body is completely destroyed and then they attain forever liberation. This is called Videha. When the body falls off, that means after their death. Then there are other type of people, Sadhyo Mukti. That is, as soon as knowledge dawns, they don't go anywhere. Like Sri Ramakrishna, like Swamiji, I should not talk about them really speaking, because they are ever free in a way of speaking. But this is an example. Ramana Maharshi, they are Sadhyo Muktas, Jivan Muktas. Their body is there for the purpose of some Loka Kalyana, welfare of the world. So, Sadhyo Mukti, as soon as knowledge comes, they become free. Videha Mukti, at the fall of the body, they will never return again. Krama Mukti, because of strong desires, as I mentioned, they go to Brahmaloka. Very soon, they will be removing all those old samskaras, become Virajaha. That is the meaning of Raja. That is the context. Now, I will discuss a little bit about this 16th mantra. Tesham, that is, there are two types of people, lower type of people, asau brahmaloka. They can attain to this brahmaloka. But they will have to fulfill certain conditions. What are those conditions? Yeshu, in whom jihmam, anrutam, maya, na vartante. Three evil qualities. Jihmam means vanchana, hypocrisy, cheating, anrutam, untruthfulness, maya, attachment. When these three are conquered, then they will attain to Brahmaloka. A doubt may come. When these three, that is, they become free from self-deception, other deception, and untruthfulness, as well as the maya. Should they not attain to Brahman, the supreme reality? Yes, they can. But unfortunately, their mind is completely stuck with enjoyment and they want it again and again. But I can assure you, such people who attain Brahmaloka, they will not remain in that condition for long. They, as I said, are almost knocking at the door of the Brahman, not Brahma, Brahman, after maybe once, twice, thrice fulfillment of such people. Immediately, they will also attain Mukti. So, the stainless world of Brahman, Brahma, belongs to those in whom there is no crookedness, no falsehood, and no deception. So, who are the people? Prajapati Uktana, that is, those who observe Brahmacharya Vrata, that is, householders, that is, those who follow Shuklagati. And who are these people? They have complete mastery over their sexual desires, but because they are householders, they do fulfill their desire. Like Sri Ramakrishna says, like brother and sister. So, this is the first type of purity. Now, another question that comes is, so these people, they will have to return back. What for? So that such people, when they return, Bhagavad Gita clearly gives us the guideline. Shruchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashta. These are called Yoga Bhrashtas. Without yogin, nobody can attain to Brahmaloka. If he is a bhogi, not yogi, he will get to Devaloka, and there are so many lokas, and I will talk about them later on. But the second type of person who have achieved almost 99% purity, a little bit, then they are prepared to take sannyasa. And for such people, through sannyasa, there are two types of sannyasa. One is called vividisha sannyasa, where this last bit of impurity has to work out. But once they do that, they become fit to become vidvat sannyasins. That is, the sannyasins who can become what we call, they are all like Yajnavalkya. Already their knowledge is complete. What knowledge? Not knowledge of the world, not knowledge of the Svargaloka, Devaloka, not knowledge of Brahmaloka, but about Brahman. Pure capital self knowledge. And that is what the second type of people. What about the first type of people? They will have Dukkharahita, because it is pure loka, pure happiness. And that we can apply here also. A sweet happiness will be full of dukkha, because a very sweet is full of impurities. Tamoguna, sweet. Rajoguna, sweet. But we are talking here, Sattvaguna, sweet. Now, those who attain, householders with some desires, is it completely devoid of unhappiness? No. 1% unhappiness is there. What is that unhappiness? They have fear. What is the fear? Oh, our punya is coming to an end and we will be thrown down. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. So they have to come down, go up for a few times. And once they have done, every time they will be doing sadhana. Meanwhile, remember, the performance of Vedic rites gradually purify our hearts. Not only punya comes, purity increases. And when such purity comes, these people, they will become the second type of people, and the last few remnants of desires will be fulfilled in Brahmaloka. They say, we had enough, we don't want to come back. So Brahmaloka also has got 0.00001% dukkha. What is the dukkha? Fear. What is the fear? At the end of exhaustion of our punya, we have to again go back to Martyaloka, Bhuloka, and again practice, again obtain punya. But very soon, they will also turn towards the second type. Now, the second type of purity is beautifully described. These are called sannyasins. Even if they are married people, for our greatest supreme example will be Sri Ramakrishna himself. Was he a householder because he was married, or was he a sannyasin? Yes, he took sannyasa after marriage, but at the same time, nobody can be a greater sannyasin than him. What about Nag Mahashaya? He was also like that. What about M? At the beginning, he was not like that, but in the end, he became like that. So that is the krama, what is called pavitrata, small purification, gradual purification. And now we are talking about a little bit about those who are desirous of taking sannyasa, and they have to purify themselves. They have to make purity so that they don't want even Brahmaloka. But impurity is difficult. That is why before taking sannyasa, there are certain mantras. These are called Viraja Homa mantras. We get them in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. This is, by the way, very few of you probably heard about Mahanarayana Upanishad. It is one of the most marvelous Upanishads. I can tell you about it. Such marvelous ideas are there. So, very briefly, I want to talk. These would-be sannyasins, they lit the fire and then they want to purify themselves. So, these are the some of the mantras. Prithiv yap techo vayura kashame shuddhyantam jyotiraham draja epapha bhuyasagusvaha. Here, the noteworthy word is viraja. And why did I bring this word viraja? Because earlier we have seen in the 16th mantra, tesham asau virajaha. Raja means impurity. Viraja means purity. And that is why I have brought this one. Even these people, if they are remnants, O Divine Lord, O Gods, by your grace, may I become pure. How? May the five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, related to me, that means I am made out of these five bhutas, the whole world is made out of five bhutas. So, if I can purify myself, I will also see the world as a manifestation of Brahman. So, that's why these five elements be purified. May I, of the nature of self-luminous knowledge, be divested of rajoguna, tamoguna, and be free from sins committed in my past life, swaha. So chanting, I offer the oblations to whether it is Krishna, Rama, Sri Ramakrishna, doesn't matter. Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandhaha me shuddhyantam jyotiraham viraja vipapma bhuyasa gusvaha. Same meaning, but this time shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. That means, may all the five enjoyable objects, also may the five indriyas, through which these particular indriyas, which are capable of experiencing their own particular fields, either form or taste or touch, etc., they let them be also purified. May I become purified, divested of rajoguna and tamoguna. Then, mano vakkaya karmani me shuddhyantam jyotiraham raja vipapma vayasa gusvaha. May my karmani means body, may kaya means body, karmani means whether it is of thoughts, of speech, of actions, may become pure, or may mind attain complete purity. Mano vak kaya karmani me shuddhyantam, because who am I? Jyotihi aham. I am of the form of the self, which is of the nature of pure luminosity. Viraja, absolutely pure. Epapma, divided of all impurities, papas. Why? Because when there is no body, there is no mind, there is no papa at all. Vyasa gusvaha. Thus, I offer the oblation. Atma me shuddhyantam. Jyotiraham viraja vipapma vyasa gusvaha. By this oblation, may my three bodies become purified. Antaratma me shuddhyantam. By this oblation, may my all internal organs, mind, become purified. Paramatma me shuddhyantam. By this oblation, may my real self become purified. That means, may I become free from Brahma, Maya, that is ignorance. So, for this purpose, this oblation by me is offered into the consecrated fire, Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya Matma me shuddhyantam jyotiraham raja vipapma vyasa gusvaha. By this oblation, may my fivefold self, panchakosha, atmaka, comprised by the sheets of food, breath, mind, intelligence and bliss, may they become purified. I pray that I may recognize myself as the supreme light, bereft of all obstructing sins and their causes, the passions in me. For this end, may this oblation be offered into the consecrated fire. Sri Ramakrishnaya Swaha, Sri Krishnaya Swaha, Sri Ramaya Swaha, Sri Kalikaya Swaha, etc., etc. This is for the sannyasins. Now, again, I am going back to the first type of persons. What is this Brahmaloka? What is Brahmaloka means highest type of happiness. As I said, has it got any opposite? It is called Ananda. Ananda is beyond both happiness as well as unhappiness. But still, Brahmaloka is within the limit, it is a limited loka. How do we know? Because in the Bhagavad Gita we get A Brahma Bhuvana Lokaha Punaravartino Arjuna Mam Upetyat Kaunteya Punarjanma Na Vidyate. Unless people realize me, realize I am Brahman, I am Bhagavan, I am Narayana, I am Vishnu. Any other realization, including Brahmaloka realization, they will have to return back A Brahma until Brahmaloka. That is the dukkha, that Brahmaloka is temporary, maybe a long time compared to human happiness, human span of life, but nevertheless, it is not really a long life. You know why? There are two reasons. I will mention you two reasons. One reason is, when we are experiencing Ananda, we will not count time. Have you noticed how holidays pass so quickly? Because you are happy. You become like sannyasins. That is, you become irresponsible. No office, no duties, just to stay and somebody is there to look after you. Everything, you just enjoy yourself like children playing. But then, there is that 1% dukkha is there. As here I cannot stay in this 70-star hotel also for long, because as soon as the credit comes to an end, then people are there, they will mercilessly kick me out. That is the dukkha that is there. But this Brahmaloka Ananda, we have absolutely no idea. But I will give you a small incident. This happened here in Varanasi. Swami Turiyanandaji Maharaj was living here and he was one of the greatest realized souls as well as the greatest scholar. Even Swamiji said, I am sending you one who is more learned than most of you to American people. Swamiji was very modest. He said, I am only a person who is talking, but I will send you a person who lives the life of Brahman. And he sent Swami Turiyananda. Now, the point is, in his presence, in Swami Turiyananda's presence, many monks and brahmacharis used to assemble regularly and study the scriptures, and then he will be also listening and somebody will be explaining. But if somebody is not very clear about some idea, Swami will stop them and give the proper explanation. This was what was used to happen. So one day, they were reading what is called Yoga Vasishtha Ramayana. There, the highest peak of renunciation or vairagya is being discussed. And the description is given. Even if God comes and offers the spiritual aspirant a stay in Brahmaloka, so long as Brahma lasts, but without even thinking, instinctively, immediately, he will spit it out, like when the droppings of a crow fall upon us, we don't debate whether we should wait for some time or get rid of it as soon as possible. Just like that, even this offer is there, the person will spit it out and say, I don't want all those things. I just want only you, O God, and nothing else. And then that is called Vairagya Parakashta, the peak of this passion. This was being read. And the teacher, another Swami, explained it also quite well. Now Swami Turiyananda stopped. There was a brahmachari who was very intelligent, probably not so intelligent, quite intelligent. Swami turned to him and said, Kire, it is a way, affectionate way of addressing, if Thakur comes and offers you Brahmaloka, what will you do? Just now, the brahmachari heard it. He said, oh, I will spit it out like the droppings of a crow. And Turiyanandaji Maharaj, he went into convulsions of laughter, laughing. And everybody was stunned. After some time, he stopped and said, you, foolish boy, you don't know what you are talking about. You have no idea about Brahmaloka Ananda. Even if you glimpse Brahmaloka from a billion light years away, and if Sri Ramakrishna is coming towards you, you would rather kick Sri Ramakrishna out and then run towards that Brahmaloka. Because you don't know, you don't understand what you are talking about. Then how do we understand? This is where Taittiriya Upanishad comes to our aid. Taittiriya Upanishad has got three chapters, beautiful chapters. And the first chapter is how to pronounce. Many people can't even pronounce properly neither their native tongue nor any other tongue. Their tongues are out of this world. Okay, so this Sikshavalli, it is called, how to pronounce every syllable properly. And our whole Veda depends upon one syllable you mispronounce, a wrong result will come. And many stories, I will not go into it. So, second chapter is called Anandavalli or Brahmanandavalli or also called Brahmavalli. Brahmananda, that is graduated higher and higher lokas, how the Ananda increases unimaginable way. I'll just give you a small glimpse of it. So, first of all, the Taittiriya Upanishad in this Brahmanandavalli describes the ruler, Saguna Brahma. He is sustaining this universe and he is running this universe and he is terrible to behold. All the gods who are given the power on his behalf, they all tremble and run to do their respective jobs because of fear of him. Bhishat asmat vata pavate. The wind blows because of the fear of Brahman. Bhisha udete suryaha. The sun rises because of the fear of Brahman. Bhisha asmat agnischa indrascha. Agni, deva and indra deva. We are not talking about fire. We are talking about fire god, indra god. The asmat bhisha, that is fear of him, they perform they discharge their respective duties absolutely. Otherwise, they will get the immediate slap. And then, mrityuh panchamaha dhavati. Even the god of death, he performs his duties because of the fear of Brahma. And then, that is the greatness of Brahma. What is this Brahman? Brahman means Ananda. Sat, Chit and Ananda. What is this Brahmananda? Sa esha anandasya mimagamsa bhavati. Now we are entering into the analysis of what is Ananda, not analysis of Sukha. It is analysis of Ananda. For example, there is a emperor of this whole world, not one country, whole world. So, what is his happiness? This is the beautiful description. Sa esha anandasya mimagamsa bhavati. Yuvasyat is a young man, sadhu, very spiritual person. Yuva, adhyayaka, always engaged in study of the spiritual scriptures. Asishtaha, idealist. Dhradishtaha, very strong mentally and physically. Palishtaha, irresistible. Tasya iyam prithivi sarva ittasya purnasya. And to him belongs all the wealth of this entire universe. Not India, not China, not America, all the five continents. And if you can imagine, if it is possible for you to imagine, the ananda that this person can get, that I am the unchallenged lord of this entire visible universe. Sa ekaha manushaha anandaha. That is one measure of human happiness. Then the scripture goes on. Teye satam manusha anandaha. Just imagine 100 times. So what is this 100 times? We are not talking about 100 times. It is only just to give little bit of happiness. Even the happiness of one measure of such a person, we cannot understand. One measure of Bill Gates' happiness, you cannot imagine. And you should not imagine also. Because I don't say he's a happy person. I don't know whether there is any happy person in this world. Unless a person sleeps. Just imagine, I'm just suggesting, a billion people all in deep sleep, and that Anandamaya Kosha, you multiply, and perhaps it may come, it may give you a little bit idea about this. So, one unimaginably multiplied Ananda of such a human being, if we can imagine such a human being's Ananda, sa ekaha manushya gandharvanam anandaha. And this manushya gandharva is a higher type of creature, higher type of species. But they are subtle, and they are called gandharva, not even gandharvas, manushya gandharvas. Their happiness is unimaginable, that is billions and billions of times more than these people. And like that it goes on and on. I only selected a few. After lot of such explanations, there is one loka called Prajapati. And it is that Prajapati is called Brahma Loka Ananda. Here we have seen what is called in the Prashna Upanishad, Prajapati. This is the Prajapati we are talking about. This is the Brahma Loka we are talking about. This is the Satya Loka we are talking about. Teye Satam. All this Indra Ananda, Brihaspati Ananda, etc. A billion, billion times to all this. Each higher loka is billions, billions of times multiplied, unimaginably greater than the Manusha Ananda. Then we come to Prajapati Ananda. And billions of times of this Prajapati Ananda. In fact, infinite Ananda, sa ekaha Brahmanaha Anandaha. It is the Ananda, because here the earlier ones are experiential bliss. That is, you are there, some object is there, Brahmaloka is also an object, and you go there, you enjoy there. But here, Brahmanaha Anandaha, Brahmanasi Anandaha, we are not talking about Brahman's happiness. Brahman is happiness. Sat Chit Ananda. That is his real nature. I am Ananda Swarupa. I am Brahmananda Swarupa. That is what we are talking about. It is billions and billions of times indescribable. Even you can't say billions and billions, because infinite happiness is infinite happiness. But all this happiness belongs to whom? At the end of every description, I vomited earlier, purposefully, Shrotriyasya cha akamatasya. Shrotriyasya means one who knows the Vedas, one who knows the scriptures, one who practiced spiritual disciplines, one who attained to the highest results of this spiritual progress. And what does he become? Akamahataha. That is, he is not killed by any desire. Very beautiful word, but what it means is, he has no desire, because he has become Ananda Swarupa. And for such a person, there cannot be any unfulfillment, because he is Ananda Swarupa. So, 100-fold the bliss of Prajapati, is the unit of Jaya Brahman, which is in no way greater than the bliss of a Kshatriya well-versed in Vedas, not merely pandit, but a spiritual aspirant, and who, in his experience of the reality, is devoid of all desires. Why is he devoid of all? Because he has attained to oneness with Brahman. How do we know? Sayas Chayam Purushe, he has understood that Purusha, who are you? Earlier I thought you are different, I am different, now I have become one with you. Yascha Asau Adithye, and that Purusha who is in the sun god in Prajapati, Sa Ekaha, that is me and him, we have become one. Sa Eyaha Saha Evamvit, he who knows this way, this realization, he is the person we are talking about, Akamata. And then what happens after he attains this? Asmat lokat prithya. That means once this body falls off, etam annamayam atmanu upasankramati, etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati, etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. This is the eighth section in the second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad. What does he do? He disidentifies with himself with the Annamaya Kosha, so also with Pranamaya Kosha, so also with Manomaya Kosha, so also with Vijnanamaya Kosha. Ultimately, he also disassociates himself with Anandamaya Kosha. And then what does he attain? Atmanam upasankramati, he becomes completely one, like a drop of water completely filled. Here Ramakrishna gives beautiful analogies for us to understand. There was a salt doll. One day it decided to measure the depth of the ocean. So it jumped into the ocean. Within a few seconds, it became melted. There was no salt. It became one with the ocean. That is, he becomes one, paripurna, purnoham, paripurnoham, paripurnoham, paramatmoham. That is what Sadashiva Brahmendra sings. That is, if he is a Jivan Mukta, he goes on sporting in this world. How? That is, paripurnoham. Brahmaivaham, aham brahmasmi. Is a marvelous bhajan is there, this how a Jivan Mukta sports in this very world. So the reality in the core of the man and the reality which is in the sun are one. He who knows this on living from this world attains Atman made of food, attains the prana, attains buddhi, attains bliss and goes beyond the bliss, beyond Brahmaloka Ananda. This Anandamaya Kosha, that is said, the what is called universal Anandamaya Kosha is also equated with Prajapati Loka, Brahma Loka, Satya Loka, etc., etc. And it is free from all Rajas, but the lower type of people, they will have to develop Ajihmam, no self-deceit. And then they will have to become what you call, is a beautiful this one, no vanchana should be there. So what is it? Kautilyam, kutila buddhi, vakra buddhi is there. That is hypocrisy. He thinks one thing, he talks something, and he does something else. And then not only that, so he doesn't have riju buddhi. That is, he also tells anruta, a lie. What is the lie? You ask him, are you a deceiver? He says, no. I am a very truthful person. I am a gentleman. So, I am a truthful person. This is the first of all, he is a hypocrite and he hides it. That is the first mistake. Then, he deceives you, deceives me, deceives everybody, telling an anruta, vanchana. So, these are the qualifications. What are those? Jihmam means self-deception, anrutam, That means he is a satya, satya pratishtita loka, is firmly established in truthfulness, exactly like Shudhiram, the father of Sri Ramakrishna. And the third is, for such person, there is no maya. How do we know? When Shudhiram had to come out, the very interesting questions. From Shudhiram's point of view, who cheated him? From Shudhiram's point of view, what is the result of this cheating? From Shudhiram's point of view, what should he do? I am giving you the answers. From my point of view, your point of view, that Jamindar had cheated him. No, from Shudhiram's point of view, it is Rama's will. He did not want to have this one. The Jamindar, poor Jamindar, is only an instrument. That is the first answer to the first question. Second, that I will not blame anybody. So, he wanted me to be without all these things. That is what the Lord wants. That is the answer to the second question. And what am I supposed to do? Totally, rely totally upon God. That is what, with these three answers, with complete faith in God, with Rama, in Rama, he came to Kamarpukur, and the Leela has to take place there. As soon as he came, his friend had given him two small huts and then a small piece of land, and Shudhiram settled down there. He named it that piece of land, just a small piece of land, as Lakshmi Jala, and then that in the beginning that used to give him more than sufficient of what is needed for his family. But from that day onwards, his vairagya, dispassion, went on increasing. How do we know? At the very end, he went to Medinipur and Durga Puja, last immersion Vijay Dashami day, Raghuveer, 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 three times he uttered, and his nephew asked him, "Uncle, do you remember Raghuveera?" He said, "Yes, my nephew, I clearly remember him. I have never forgotten him. I will never forget him. I cannot forget him." So, uttering three times, joyfully he left the body. Same thing we have to understand, Chandramani Devi. Same thing we have to understand, the Rameshwar and also Ramkumar. Of course, we need not talk about the Ramakrishna himself. So, now, Rishi, Brahmagnani Pippalada answered the question of the first question put by Katyayani Kabandha, that where from all these beings have come. What did he say? That first of all, there was a Prajapati. He is the modification of Nirguna Brahma, and he became the pair, Mithuna, that is Prana and Rayi. And there from them, Surya and Chandra, from them these worlds, from them the time, from them the food, from them Prajasrishti, all the beings have come. So we get a holistic vision, which is talked about nowadays by scientists. So this is what we have to understand. And then he also told what is the human life for. There are two types of pathways for people to go, but both are great people, both believe in scriptures, both perform, but some perform only rituals. They go to higher, but comparatively lower, Loka Upananda. But those who combine Upasana, just now as we discussed, the lower type of people in the 15th mantra, they go to Brahmaloka, they come back, but as I mentioned, that not for long. They can't go on infinite times. At best, two times, three times, like that. I remember, once somebody asked Mahapurush Maharaj, "Maharaj, Sri Ramakrishna once made, those who come to me, this is their last birth. Is it true?" He said, for most of the people, or for some people, it is true. Whose people, who only want moksha, but who don't want anything else. But there are second type of people, they also want moksha, but they also have some unfulfilled desires. For them, at best if they come to Sri Ramakrishna. Means what? Coming to Sri Ramakrishna means accepting him as the incarnation of this age, accepting his teachings as the authentic interpretation of the scriptural teachings, and follow the easy path that was shown by him in Kalikala Bhakti Marga, but none of the discrimination, dispassion, control of the body, control of the mind, Shraddha, Samadhana, etc. are avoided. All of them must be practiced. Then correspondingly, the desire for mumukshutvam goes on increasing, and such people, maybe once or twice, they will be born, but by the third time, so they will be over. How? Sri Ramakrishna himself explains this. If an ordinary water snake catches hold of a big frog, neither it is able to kill the frog, nor it is able to spit it out, because you know, whatever a snake catches, it only goes inside, it never comes out. So, it cannot swallow, it cannot spit it out. Painful for both. But then Sri Ramakrishna used to say, you devotees have been caught not by an ordinary water snake, by the most virulent, poisonous cobra. At best, two or three croaks. After that, you will be free. What is that two or three croaks? Maybe we are born because of strong desire for enjoyment. Maybe next birth, two or three births. After that, we will be totally free. So, this was the answer. So, there was a rishi called Pippalada. He had six disciples, and they all were highly evolved in spiritual life. They were all grihasthas. They all performed all the Vedic rituals with upasanas. Now, they are eager to realize Parabrahma. With that idea, they approached this rishi Pippalada. He is a right guide. He will be able to give us that realization by guiding us. So, this rishi Pippalada, even then, he knew that they were all highly qualified, still asked them, you remain here for 1 year. I also outlined the reasons so that they will come to know, so they will have more faith. As the longer we stay with a Satpurusha, with a holy person, the greater will become our Shraddha. Even what is called the Shraddha, which is almost oscillating, it becomes very strong by seeing a holy person day and night. And they lived the life of Brahmacharya as imposed by the Guru for 1 year. After 1 year, the first disciple, Kabandi Katyayana, put this question, whence all these creatures? What is the purpose? He is not interested in creation. The purpose is to know one's nature. Because if I know I have come from God, I have to go to God. So people are answered. I am just condensing it. This world came from God. We all came from God. In the end, we are all going back to God. So there is a process of evolving from the lowest to the highest. That is called spiritual sadhana. That is called spiritual evolution. Is described in the form of these five creations: Mithuna, Kala, Loka, Anna, and Prajasrishti. So, in scientific terms, we are evolving from the inorganic to the organic, from the microbes, plants, birds, animals, monkeys to humans. Otherwise, from tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva. Then gradually, from the human, lower human life, to higher species called devas, ultimately Brahma Loka, the highest evolved human being, and from there, as the springing platform, jumping off platform, take off platform, we go to the Nirguna by His grace. Thus, from the cause to the effect. First, from the effect to the cause, that is from Ishvara, that we all came down, that we are all going back to Ishvara first, and then beyond Ishvara, who is called Brahman, who is the cause of all causes, who is beyond all causes. So, there is a law that the effect in the end must go back to the cause. So we all came from God and again inevitably go back to God. Manachalo nijani ketani. Thus come on this question regarding the source from which living beings take their rise is answered in terms of this srishti with which hopefully we have all become familiar. And so this process is also so beautifully described in Taittiriya Upanishad in the third valley called Bhrigu valley, that is rise from Annamaya to Pranamaya, from Pranamaya to Manomaya, from Manomaya to Vijnanamaya, from Vijnanamaya to Anandamaya, and then go beyond. What is this rising? Rising means, first, I am not anything outside. Second, I am not the body. Second, I am not the vital force. Third, I am not the mind. Fourth, I am not the intelligence. Fifth, I am not that pure Ananda. Thus, from merging ourselves, first from the individual should be merged in the universal, and from one universal to the other universal, and final universality is Ishvara. From Ishvara, there is only one place to go, and that is Brahman itself. This is the essence of the first chapter of the Prashna Upanishad. The first chapter of this Upanishad contains 16 verses. Thus, Kabandhi, Katyayani's question, which was put in the third mantra, is answered in 13 verses from verse mantra 4 to 16. In this 16th mantra, this first chapter of the Prashna Upanishad is over. From next class onwards, we will be entering into the second chapter of this Upanishad. Again, just summarize what we discussed in this first chapter of this Prashna Upanishad. We came from God, we live in God, and we go back to God. This is an inevitable process, but once we are created, we come to the human birth, and then spiritual practice has to be undertaken. Everybody will undertake it sooner or later. Don't think there is any nastika. There is no such nastika. Sometime may be nastika. Afterwards, circumstances, experiences will force him to become an astika. There is no other way. And then starts the upward journey from tamas to rajas to sattva and go beyond sattva, which is Brahma. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.